starting.
Hold
guys.
On.
I'm back on the energy hey. Drink. What?
We're You're starting.
Back. We're starting. Hey, guys. Welcome
I'm
to...
I'm actually like 3 hours
Shut up. Night.
Sorry.
Thank that you.
Really, this I'm is like, a really bad start to the podcast.
Hey, that's all your fault. Matt. Hey, guys.
It's
welcome
Matt's
to...
fault for starting these drinks again.
drinks. Okay, can we just start fresh?
Yes. Okay. Welcome to okay. another Face Rocker podcast. And because you guys have browbeat me so much, I'm Freddie.
I'm Matthew.
My name's Logan Olson.
And I'm Brandon Lodge.
Lame. All right. So...
Wow. What's lame? Or the idea that
the
we introduce ourselves?
The intros are lame. The
Why?
Intros are lame.
Well, we should come up with a fun intro then.
I know, I'm saying that we should...
When we're making YouTube videos, it takes so many takes to make Freddie seem like a nice guy. Really, like, that's the hardest thing.
Yeah. I've always noticed that he comes across constantly. As very off-putting, usually.
All the time.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best we can do.
It was always fuck you, Freddie was his nickname.
You should see the other takes. It's just like...
Do you know anybody who's made people cry more than Freddie?
Yeah, he's a heartbreaker. Which is why
we're going to get to relationships.
Which is where we're
going to
get into relationships.
We have a special podcast on
but first
a whim.
We do choose cruise.
Right. We'll choose our cruise first.
Choose your cruise.
We've tweeted like about half an hour ago. We're asking for you guys for any relationship questions for us to answer. For incredibly suave dudes to answer.
Four lady killers in
four
the room
lady
here.
Four lady killers here, yeah.
Not just one, four times the wisdom in this room right now.
Than arguably anywhere.
So they're on Twitter. We're going to get to those in just a second. But first, we're going to play Choose Your Cruise, wherein we try and guess everyone else's favorite Tom Cruise.
Favorite
role.
Tom Cruise
We're trying to guess
role.
Other people's favorite
yeah.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that's an interesting twist. You guys didn't tell me that one.
Oh, yeah. You have many. Both, because we did it with...
We did Fave Russell.
Fave Russell, which is Russell. And then we did...
The Cage Rage.
Cage Rage.
Or Cage Fight.
So this is, yeah, you. So like right now, so Brandon, you're going to think of your favorite Tom
I've
Cruise
got it in
movie.
My head.
We're going to guess.
So we all guess. All right, so you go first.
We have to be vocal.
Is there a warmer, colder process?
No, so what it is we each get one guess, and then if we're wrong, you give us a hint.
A fun hint. You got your cruise? You got your cruise?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're going to choose the cruise Collateral.
Wrong.
Magnolia.
Fuck. Wrong.
Mission Impossible 2.
Wrong.
Ooh.
Hint.
If it wasn't Magnolia, I'd thought for sure.
That hint.
Tom Cruise, much shorter than his female counterpart in this movie.
Ooh.
Which is most of his movie.
Which is like,
far
yeah.
and away.
No, not
that
far
face,
away.
That face, though, you saw. He came close.
He's like, hmm. He almost second-guessed himself. He's like, maybe that is my favorite.
I'm trying to think
Tom
of the
Cruise.
Tallest woman I've ever seen in a film. Like
with
a giantess.
Tom Cruise.
With Tom Cruise.
Like one of those 8-foot women with growth hormone problems.
This is a hard one.
What's the woman? Can you just give us the woman?
No,
fuck it.
I cannot.
Two guesses, guys. Come
on. It'll be over instantly if I did. Yeah, I'll give it like a
Risky
hint.
Business, maybe?
Not Risky Business, no.
Top Gun?
Nope.
So what is it? Right. We only get two guesses.
You only get two guesses?
That's it.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Ooh.
So Nicole Kidman, you're right. Much taller.
Man, what a freak. You're like into the crazy shit.
Freaky. Huh? I mean, Mission Impossible 2 was like the kind of obvious one I was thinking about going that way, but I'm like, you know what? Eyes Wide Shut.
So you like people banging in masks. That's like your thing.
It's my thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Logan, coming up.
Like
Logan, your thing. Yeah, it's his thing. It's his thing.
It's my thing.
Logan, I'm going to start the guessing. I'm going to say Top Gun.
I have to say Magnolia.
You just drop it. Like,
you're just saying that for everyone.
All we're really doing is revealing our own favorite cruise.
Magnolia, because I just feel like Tom Cruise and Magnolia is closest to Logan Olsen.
He does have the top knot.
Rain Man?
Collateral.
Ooh.
Oh, we didn't even get the same guess, you dipshit.
Do you want to guess now? Hint. Collateral. Correct, Matt. You got it.
Awesome. All right, Matt. Matt's favorite Tom Cruise.
Well, should we justify this? Like, wait, like, because this is almost like, I feel like we're scoring an SAT
true,
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's
why Eyes Wide Shut, Brandon?
Eyes Wide Shut mainly because I love Stanley Kubrick. I'm a sucker for all his movies, and Eyes Wide Shut I thought was just fantastic. It's not really like a fun movie, but it's but it was. I just thought it was like
what,
it was just
so
like,
what is it about? I just kind of figured it was like a porn, like an hour and a half
it's,
Kubrick
it's not
porn.
A porn. It's basically Tom Cruise finds out that his wife has like been fantasizing by this other dude or whatever, has this other dude on her mind, and so he gets pissed, and so he decides to kind of go out for this. Like he goes out to this like rager on the town where he ends up.
You'll love this movie, Logan.
First relationship tip: don't do that.
So yeah, so he ends up at disagree. This party where it's like this big orgy, and he gets his life threatened. And he finally gets out, and then of course they eventually
he's threatened by the orgy, like a dick stabbing.
He's not invited to it, but he wears but it's a mask thing. So he goes there, he gets a mask, and he gets in, and then of course eventually
the mask comes off.
They discover that he's not.
And so how do they want to kill him? Like what instruments do they use?
They don't really threaten him with weapons. But the thing is, they expose him. So there's an entire room full of masked men, like an entire circle of them, and they have him take off his mask, and so. They all see his face.
Are they all naked?
He doesn't see any of it. No, they're not naked. None of the guys are naked. Okay. I was like, well, and whew. so basically every, like, 100 people see him, and he doesn't see it. So then the next day, he's out in the streets, and then it's like, these are all, like, high-profile guys.
That's fun.
So
that's like a fun little thing.
Yeah, so it's like, so everyone knows my face. No, I don't know.
But is it all slow? Is it slow like all the other Kubrick movies? Because that's my big problem with these movies.
It's like
2 hours 20.
It's a little bit slow, but I think it's entertaining. I think it held me throughout.
I mean, I'm surprised you're not Collateral, because Collateral's like Tom Cruise at his, like, most badass.
I've got a dirty confession.
I have not seen Collateral. Whoa,
oh,
that
we're
movie
watching
has
that.
That's actually that, my that's you'll my like, favorite
is that the homework for this week.
Best,
for
little homework. Watch Collateral. It's like the best gunplay.
Oh,
movie.
You'll like
no,
it.
I've seen the highlights. I always want to see it. It's one of those. It's like, dude, I missed it in theaters when everyone else saw it.
He trained like with the SAS officers and stuff. And also that was also
Jason
my
knows
first
the guy who trained them. It's good. It's really good.
Really?
Big first for me. First drive-in movie.
It's one of those movies that everybody else saw, and so once everybody else seen
it,
it's hard to
see. Well, I'll watch it again with you.
I watch it at least once every 3 years.
Okay, so yeah, everybody's
it's been out for 6 years.
Yeah,
so everybody's due right now.
Watch it twice. And also, right, if you live in LA, a bunch of stuff.
Logan,
it's
like why your choice?
I just said it because of the awesome gunplay. Awesome. And it's like, Tom Cruise is like the awesomest Silver Fox ever in that movie.
He's so hot.
Yeah. And also, yeah, the gunplay is really awesome. It's a really fun movie. And yeah, my first drive-in movie, so it has like that fun little memory of, you know, being in a car.
I've got to wait to hear your picks, but if no one picks Mission Impossible 2, we have to discuss that movie as well.
Okay. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Matt.
Mission Impossible 2.
Magnolia.
No, Magnolia, because he just keeps guessing it. Nope.
All right, so
he never guesses Owen.
Yeah.
That'd be too easy.
You guys would win.
Too easy.
What's
fucking
the hint?
Like, basic instinct.
Hint. Oh, by the way, guys.
I would say Collateral maybe doesn't have the top gunplay.
Top Gun. that was almost as much as a giveaway as me just saying the title
the
out loud.
The sound of my hand smacking my forehead.
I got that. That was there it is. Clean,
not
right through
top
the mic.
Gun. Sorry, guys.
Play.
I'm tired.
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Yeah, Top Gun's my favorite. Top
because
Gun.
You really like sweaty dudes.
It's when I realized I was actually gay. I came out after I saw that.
You're gay.
Which makes for some really interesting relationship advice.
Yeah, no, it's
because you have a girlfriend of 6 years.
I know.
Does she know?
Shit. She's listening to this.
But she's really into jets, so it's almost as making love to a man.
Having a girlfriend for 6 years is arguably one of the gayer things to do, though.
That's true, I guess. So. Maybe.
Unless she's, you know, really hot and actually 100 women.
Yeah, the tiger.
No, I mean, maybe it came out of that time, but Top Gun was one of those movies that, one, it was cool when I saw it when it was like PG-13. Or is it even PG-13? I don't know. But
it's
an
R. It's a hard R.
Oh, it's in your special place. It's one of those movies. Yeah, you were in the transition and you got to see it first.
Yeah, it was like one of the first sex scenes. Is like, that chick's hot. And I wanted to be, you know,
I wanted to be not
military
in the room with my parents.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I wanted to be that chick so I could
be Tom Cruise.
I wanted to be with the cruise. I wanted to choose that cruise.
He rides a motorcycle and he plays volleyball shirtless.
So two things.
He's just a badass. He's a fucking maverick, dude. I mean, come on, he's easily one of his baddest roles. He challenges authority. He fucking does the flyby and spills coffee. And it was
he doesn't spill the coffee.
That
would make him a klutz.
Yeah, he's not klutz.
He's nothing.
He's not a klutz.
We discussed my love of Top Gun.
In the bedroom on the motorcycle. Yeah,
well, I think so. Just very briefly, it's one of those movies you've seen, I guess, about 2,000.
I used to watch it every day.
Because it's incredible. So
I think we must have discussed this because it's like part of who I am. Like, okay. I'd literally watch Top Gun every day.
Sounds like your favorite Tom Cruise.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite movie with jets. Okay.
As opposed to Behind Enemy Lines and Independence Day.
Or Stealth. Top Gun's really the winner. No, Top Gun actually made me want to become a jet pilot.
Same.
And you lived close to the airfield.
I lived not two miles, so
that's how you became a jet pilot?
5 miles away from Top Gun, got into the jet piloting.
Yeah,
first career.
But you always have six in this day and age.
You took a break from college for a bit.
Yeah, no, like I was actually going to go to Annapolis Naval Academy, but then the guy, who the admissions officer who I knew, died.
Really?
Yeah, when I was 16, I was like, yeah, I'll just do movies instead.
They told me I was
like,
too good of a pilot. They just said, you're just too good.
Wait, they said you're, that's...
Yeah, they said the Top Gun doesn't... The guys who actually do Top Gun, they just do their own thing. That's what they told me.
That's interesting. I mean, they said my abs were a little too hard to put a flight suit on.
I know. What's like, up with them not liking... They're prejudiced against the best.
And I was a little too razor sharp. I was faster than the computer technology at the time. Maybe now.
You were doomed.
Because Moore's Law, right? Like, everything doubles every few years. So by now, those computers must be on par with me.
But you double as well.
Yes, this is true. I'm bigger, faster, stronger every day, right? Every day. So, Freddie.
All right,
go for it, guys.
Choose your cruise.
Choose my cruise.
MI2.
MI2?
MI2.
Magnolia.
No, all you just guess Magnolia in all three.
You're like that Magnolia.
Jackass. No one chose Magnolia.
You're like that jackass on the it's like, even if I was going to choose it, now I'm not.
You're like that person who plays rock every time they play
every
rock
time
paper scissors.
Just play rock over and over again. No, wrong. All right, hint. This is not actually is more of a cameo in this movie.
Please don't let this be Tropic Thunder.
Austin Powers 3. That was a good one, though, right?
That was a good one.
I didn't even know
Top Gun.
He played Austin Powers. Yes.
Tom Cruise's cameo in Top Gun.
Oh, no.
So I already guessed.
Oh, I
like Tropic Thunder. That was that Tropic.
Oh, really?
I just.
But he does the stupid dance.
That's your favorite Tom Cruise.
He does the silly dance,
No.
Sophomore.
There's a couple reasons for that, and also to be fair, you guys didn't guess if it wasn't a cameo one, the actual one would be Rain Man. But I like that one a lot just because it's like. Oh, it's just out of character for him. It's just like, you're so used to him being a certain way, and that was all this one. So it's like, oh, okay, he's just fucking around.
I want
to
see Tom Cruise actually act out of character more.
Yeah, I agree. I think everyone should. Yeah.
Well, like what the Wayne Brady skit in Dave Chappelle. Like, I think every celebrity needs a Wayne Brady skit. Like, where they just go.
I mean, I guess
nuts.
It's not out of character in Magnolia. That's what I loved in like Magnolia. Seemed like he embraced himself to 110%. Instead of being like the strict professional, he went like nuts.
Charismatic crazy man.
Yeah.
Magnolia was such a depressing movie, though. That's like when John C. Reilly like cries because he lost his gun, right?
That's actually the opposite for me. It's like Magnolia is depressing the whole time, but like that's one of the few movies that at the end like makes me feel better about humanity.
Dude, any movie that has a grown man crying, it's like get out of here. It's okay if you're crying in the theater like me, but on the screen you can't be crying. That's not okay.
So Mission Impossible 2, by far the greatest of the series.
Oh,
I disagree.
Absolutely.
Disagree?
Mission Impossible 1.
That's
have you seen it lately?
Dude.
Have you seen Emilio Estevez get his face rammed in by an escalator?
I've seen
it.
Wait,
fell
dude,
apart.
Dude,
he has
Mission
gum
Impossible 1,
that blows up.
Dude, Mission Impossible 1, like we watched it again. It was on like TV when we were in Vegas for...
we were in a hotel. Yeah. Freddie and I were sitting there just watching it.
That's different. Every movie changes in a hotel, though.
No.
It becomes a weird Jekyll version or Hyde version of itself.
It was like the music. The music is straight up like crappy 80s like
but I love that shit. Like Erasure's like one of my favorite bands.
I like Mission Impossible 1, but it's not as good.
It's
as
so bad. It's so dated. It just feels like the most.
Oh, but Mission Impossible 2 isn't, where they're fucking ninjaing around on motorcycles. That movie can go.
MI2 is definitely dated.
It's really cool if you're in middle school and you just discovered who John Woo is. That's when it's cool.
No,
shut up.
Cool,
you shut up and you die.
The last 45 minutes of that. See, I'm
you know
a little
what?
Different.
John Woo's overrated.
Oh my god, get off.
Michael Mann forever.
Mission who could we replace Logan with?
Yeah, I was thinking Brian.
John Woo. Replace with John Woo. Yeah, oh, wait, he'll never show up because he's too busy making shitty movies all the time.
Mission Impossible 2.
He always makes a point and drinks, and, like, stares straight at me and takes a sip without, like, breaking eye contact. Maybe says something to antagonize me. This is John Woo's overrated.
Mission Impossible 2 is the only movie I've ever watched entirely through without taking a bathroom break, and as soon as it ended, I watched all the credits until like the DVD menu credits even played. It went back to the main menu, and I just hit.
So what movies
play
have you done that for?
It again.
That's the only movie.
That's
so
the only movie
I was
I've
talking
ever
about
before.
This. Hannah was a great movie, and I want to do a double feature with Running Scared, which is like a totally underrated movie. But
Running
I did that
Scared,
with,
is Running Scared is the one
fucking
with
Paul Walker movie.
It is underrated.
That's what the, like it's supposed to be like a fairy tale.
Yeah,
right?
And so is
it's
Hannah.
Oh, I hate that. You guys loaned it to me. I hated it.
You hated it. So that's the only movie I've. That's not true. I did with like X Files when I was a kid. I did that a lot, but like recently, that's the only movie we watched, and then we were wound to watch the beginning scene again, and we ended up watching
thing.
The whole movie.
That's
again.
Me with Roadhouse.
Fun fact. Mission Impossible 2 is actually my breakup movie. If a girl ever breaks up with me, or if I break up with a girl, the first thing I do is watch Mission Impossible 2, and by the time it's over, I feel right as rain. It's like going to the Oracle.
That's amazing. Me. That's so like that's so masculine. Like I'll actually throw on like a Nora Ephron rom comedy like Sleepless in Seattle.
When you feel down, like shit, it's like Mission Impossible 2, 2 hours 20 minutes, and everything will be.
I think it's very telling who had the long term relationships here.
So that's a good transition. With that, let's get into some relationship advice. We have here the four most suave individuals.
Rico Suaves,
as our friend Dez.
You should almost retweet it, Freddie, because actually we got a lot initially, and now it's like
who gives it? We're not going to get through all.
Yeah,
these.
We are.
There's how many? There's like 1,000 questions.
No,
there.
Not.
Let's start. Let's just.
So we'll
go.
Do number one. Just
hold on, real quick. We should go around and give a little bit of a background here. So
I'll say no,
do we really need to give
a background?
I don't know if I want to give
a Brandon,
background.
I date girls.
We're all four heterosexual men. You can be argued that we're nerdy men.
No, no. Who understand women like no
We've
other.
All at least been with a girl.
We've all three had long-term... Well, three of us have had long-term relationships.
Yeah.
had past tense.
We're looking at Freddie.
No, it's not.
The other two have.
Well, wait, define long. It was like 2 years.
Oh, that's long term.
Really? Like six.
When?
You had a girlfriend for 6 years?
On off.
Yeah, 2 years. Oh, man. Well, it was on for a year and then on off for another year.
Okay, that counts. All right.
That counts.
Wait, who is that? Don't say her name.
We can't name names.
Put a last name.
We'll give her a fake name.
Yeah, let's call her Bethany.
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 I've never met a Bethany.
Never met Bethany, no.
I just assumed Bethany was reserved for really large women.
They come out, it's like, I have to call that girl Beth, and the operating nurse is like,
That's more of a Bethany.
No, they just wait. It's like after 6 years and they're still big.
There's Elizabeths. There's Liz's. No one goes by Beth.
Well, it's sort of like Victoria versus Vicky. It's like Victoria's like the
cute one. Vicky's for whores.
Well, Vicky's for women with hook noses who laugh like this. Like, that's a Vicky.
That's my cousin's a Vicky.
Is she
sorry. Well, she's a cousin, so she's off limits anyways.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know.
Oh my god.
Anyways,
unless it's like third cousin.
Our first relationship.
So first question.
This is actually a pretty apt first question because it kind of starts it all. At F Wong, what is girl?
Girl is a female.
Female.
A good. Female, but there's a difference between a woman and a girl.
There
ooh,
is.
That's the big one.
That's what they're talking about.
Let's go deep with it.
Yeah,
they're not asking what qualifies as a female human because we can.
So when you think is that Google separation? That. When do you think a girl becomes a woman?
A woman is someone that you have respect for.
So wait, so you're saying a woman's defined by a man?
For girls,
like when a man has respect for them, when they become a woman.
I take that back. It's not respect. So if I want to feel like I'm higher than somebody, I'll actually use boy or girl on them.
If you listen very closely, so you can hear Logan digging himself into.
That's my shovel hitting the foundation right now.
Lucy Kay had a bit where a girl doesn't become a woman until she has a baby, essentially.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I'd say the big one for
me. It was not sexist way. He's talking about, like, once you do that, they're just, like, they're just superior to everybody. And well,
it's a superiority thing. That's, like, also men. I'll literally go be like, I'm teaching those boys. Like, even if I'm teaching people who are older than me, like, at college, I will actually refer to them as boys.
You're kind of seriously.
Because they're my students.
You're kind of a dick.
They're my boys. They're my boys. And they're my boys.
Well,
now
we say it that way. They're my boys.
Yeah.
My boys.
Or also, like, dating. It's like, I'll never be like, I'm dating this woman. Like, even if they're older than me, I'll be like, I'm dating this girl. Like, I'll just, like, it's the term I use. Okay. So that to me is what a girl versus a woman is.
Okay.
Disagree? Agree?
I was just thinking,
taking it from a purely like relationship standpoint, really a woman is, it changes as you get older. Because when you're 50, a girl could be a 30-year-old, you know, whereas right now, as
so 25 it's relative
old,
to your
a
30-year-old's
age. A woman. You know, it's a,
see, a 30-year-old can be a girl,
maturity
too.
Level, you know? I think it could be if they're very mature. It's really maturity level.
I think it's how you view them.
I think if you still would go on Girls Gone Wild, you're still a girl.
Women don't grow on Girls Gone Wild.
It's not a woman on
they
Gone
they
Wild.
Go to the casino and find the man with the thickest mustache. That's yeah, where,
think,
that's where women
the
go
moment,
wild.
The moment they care about
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. The you know what it is? Yeah. I don't know. But anyway,
when I think woman, actually, it's really weird. In my head, it's like, you know, they get this weird, like, visual, like correlations. I just think like 80s business, like with the shoulder pads, and it's always like a low angle shot, and it's always like a skyline, and they're always going through a flow. It's like
to me it's a chain smoking woman with like bags under her eyes, like just working the one arm banded at
Where
Viejas. Like that's a woman. Now that's a woman. That's a woman.
Some trucker.
So what's our next one?
This isn't gonna last.
Also, say the Twitter.
Oh, that's right. So
what was the first question?
Zam NN. Oh, that was from Householder Hacker. Was what is girl?
Oh, Householder Hacker. That's Household Hacker.
Oh,
that's our buddies.
Oh, there you go.
That's your bud.
Oh yeah, our buddies. Householder Hacker.
House. I don't know where I put them.
Where you said Householder Hacker?
I said Householder Hacker.
Householder.
The screen's pretty far away.
Those are YouTube guys.
Yeah,
so who else we got?
So Zam NN. These aren't a friend, right? Okay. I don't know, this is a stupid.
It can't
question.
Possibly take
oh,
you this long
on,
to
Matt,
read something.
Okay.
Easton Holm, how do I accidentally? This is what he said, by the way. How do I accidentally a bottle in front of girl without baby formed? Question mark.
Matt, you're hereby demoted.
Matt, you just lost the stewardship, and Freddie is now going onto his iPhone.
Here we
to
go. Shut
questions.
Up. My girlfriend is not girly girl. What should I get her for her birthday?
That's a good
from
one.
From Graham
us,
Roman. What do you get a non-girl?
Freddie, keep looking because you're going to have to
Matt,
take over.
That was your last one.
No, that's it.
No, Freddie's got the
depends on what he wants to spend. I'd say get her if it's.
Well, what
well,
the thing is,
what age, how
that's like being
you,
like my friend is a bro. What should I buy him? Or like my friend's a dude. What should I buy my dude friend? It's like anything that a male would like. Then
here's the most important thing: if it might be a long term relationship, you need to be very careful to never spend more than 20% more than you spent the previous time. Because otherwise,
inflation.
You have to figure you have your birthday and you've got Christmas minimum every year. But I value Valentine's Day too. And so if you go up 20% each time, then 4 years from now you'll be only in a couple $100.
I think we're missing the real point here, which is control. I think this guy needs to ask himself, how long have you been with this girl, and how come you don't know what it is she likes?
Ooh,
well,
yes.
here's a hot tip for you. I got a hot tip. So I was in a relationship for 6 years. You know how many presents I bought? Two.
Mm-hmm.
Both right before we broke up. There was brownies made with raw eggs and a shirt from Forever 21.
You're trying to salvage it. That seems very out of your character to go buy a girl a shirt.
Wait, could you tell me? Wait, could you tell me about your shop?
Birthdays or Christmas?
You never bought
her
a gift?
No, the gift was me.
Could you please tell us about your shopping experience?
I'm the gift,
Logan. Put a bow on this
shit.
Logan,
did she ever buy you a gift?
Did you ever put a bow on that shit?
Her gift was herself.
Wait, Logan. Tell us about your shopping experience at Forever 21.
So I walked in and I was like, what does this bitch want? So I walked around, I was like, this shirt's small enough to fit on this lady. So I just bought that one. She didn't like it. She just wore it underneath other clothes until we eventually broke up.
And that killed
What was the shirt?
I think it just had, it said something like rock hard on it, with like a bunch of like, you know, like fleur leases all over it. That was it.
Wow.
Wait, did you discuss no gifts?
No, I just never got her one.
And she's never got you one.
I made her mix CD 1 year. I did a bitch mix. It was like a mix CD of just different songs with bitch in the title. that was for our first Christmas together. 6 beautiful years.
Was this a good 6 years, Logan?
I had a good time.
Okay. Oh my God.
Someday when you're going to get drunk, we're going to talk about this.
This sad,
is so incredible.
Broken.
Well, yeah.
Freddie, we've recounted like how you and her like squared off with who knows.
One time
Logan
and I were at Target, and I've been, you know, Logan's roommate for a while, and we played a game. It was like, who knows Logan better? And Logan would ask us a question about his like life or what he did, and then we would both answer, and I actually beat his girlfriend.
Up for like 3 years at that point. She blew her out of the water. But anyways, okay, so the answer for the present thing is don't get her a present. Don't get her one. Or
I'm gonna have to disagree.
Or he brings up
that's bad advice.
Or he brings up the girly girl thing. So you want, if that's kind of made me think that he
doesn't
wants,
like
yeah, he wants her to become her. A girly girl.
Get her make a wooden pickle for her.
Like with warts and everything, like all ribbed and stuff.
No.
What's she supposed to do with that shit?
Like bad Santa.
Bad Santa. Wooden pickle.
Carve a wooden pickle.
I didn't get that reference.
I think he actually kind of, well, here's the thing. I think he actually wants a girly girl. He sounds perturbed by the fact that she isn't.
So
here's what you get her.
So for
you get her 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, dump her.
Oh! Dump, I was going to say,
or
dump
powered,
the bitch.
Or power drill.
No, get her something girly. Get her like a flowers made of girls.
No, we just need two buns.
You can tell how
we just need two buns. We need like a dump a bitch bun and then like keep her. And like every answer is just... breaks down to that.
I think you should dump her. That's the person you should get her.
That's our advice. Dump her girlfriend.
She sounds like a woman.
Yeah. She's no girl. She's no girl.
All right, moving on. We have a question from Irish Aurora who asks, do you think long distance relationships are worth it?
Yes, 100% all the time, no matter what.
Nope, never. Okay, Matt, defend your...
No, I'm kidding. Of course, I mean, it depends how long... I mean, that's like... If they've been together for 5 years already... And it's like a clear amount of time. Like, we're going to be on break for a year, then I'm coming back and we're going to still be together. And you've been like, that's one thing. If it's like, you know each other for a little bit and it's like, oh, we're both going to college, but we'll stay together. Fuck that. You're both going to be cheating on each other within like 3 years.
Like Matt,
everybody I've known
Matt
who has a
long-term
relationship.
Matt tried
worked.
It.
Matt tried it.
He was knee deep in poon after week one.
Oh, I can't even stop it.
I think if you're together for over half a decade, like after you hit
it'll
the 5 year
yeah.
mark, if it's a set amount of time, you can maybe make it work, but don't be surprised if you come back and get a few surprises.
Yeah,
I think people change over time, and if you're not,
If you're both 40 and like you're just the long term distance is when you're like going to go like work scuba construction on the oil well for a year, you come back like that's okay. That's a fine long distance thing. But if it's like you're 18, like forget it.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen
before 30.
I know it's not even that it's not going to happen. It shouldn't happen. Like you're missing out on
live your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Live your life, man.
Because you're just restricting both of you as you're living in the now. Like just do, it's
just get out and live, experience life.
There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yeah,
and not a sea that's 100 miles away from you.
Right there,
you're in the sea. Local pond.
Your local pond. Go fishing. There's fish there,
and some fish are better than others. You might find that fish.
You might find the fish that you thought was great over in the Mediterranean is a piece of shit sardine.
Yeah,
and you got some fucking bass right under your legs,
fucking
right between your legs.
Right between your legs.
Get that bass up in there.
So. we
smoke that salmon, dude.
So real quick, just as a quick note for future reference, in case anyone ever picks this up, 24 minutes in, Logan starts referring to women as fish. All right, moving on. All right, Eric Greer asks us, how do you, each of you, go about telling a buddy that he's in a toxic relationship and needs to get out?
I told Logan so many times, and it took 6 years before he listened.
Oh no, you totally did. It was, and every time I'd like kind of like pause and go home and like sit around for two weeks, just like Jesus Christ. Good job, Brandon.
That's what you tell them.
No, it's true. But Brandon totally would be like, so like,
were you ever mad at Brandon for saying it?
No, of course not. Yeah. Although I'm, despite Brandon doing this, and I think very few people can pull it off with like sort of the tact that Brandon had, because Brandon's got like a nice deep voice and he's like really mellow and nothing's emotional that he's saying. It's just sort of like he basically just like would reflect my statements back at me, and that would like really like shit. But I'd say the best advice for most people is Brian, who's been on here before, Brian Ferenzi. Uh-huh. At one point, I was like, as a joke once, I was like, so my girlfriend's moving in with me. And he's like, cool, man. And I was like, no, that's a totally joke. Why are you totally cool with that? He's like, what am I supposed to say? Like, that's a fucking stupid idea. Like, that's going to help anything. Just no, don't say anything. Just like leave it be. And that's what I think you should do. If you're in a toxic relationship, as long as it's not like physically abusive, just like let it happen. Like just
people
let it
gotta
go.
Learn their lessons one
you gotta
way
touch
or
the
another.
Fire, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta touch. You gotta get burned. You gotta know that you can't touch that.
The
stone.
Most you can do is force their hand in the fire. So make them spend more time with their toxic relationship.
Exactly.
Just expose them more to each
other.
Well,
I think it's the point where they're gonna get married.
That's when you forever hold your peace and you bust in, and that's your chance right there.
Yeah. Your hero moment, yeah.
That's your hero
moment. But it turns out
in real life, it's not a hero moment.
Oh, yeah. In real life, it's the, I'm sorry, I'm going to take my toaster oven back.
It's the best way to not go to the
after party. How many people have actually like spoken up at a wedding? Have you ever heard of
and then showed up at the after party? And then showed up at the party afterwards?
I bet it's in real life.
I bet it's 1 in 1,000 and 1 out of 500 turn into a beautiful like, you know, it results beautifully, and the other 499 turn out with a really awkward 2 minutes, and then the man running out.
I've never heard of anybody, do you know anybody?
Yeah, why do they have that clause in there? It's like it's never executed.
I'm sure it was used a lot back in the olden days.
Yeah.
Like the pilgrims probably.
I'm really intrigued at the cases of people actually going to the after party after this.
If anybody knows
I'm sorry about what I just said, but this party's really cool, so I thought I'd come anyways.
But woo! This is great.
So yeah, wait, so
has there ever been like a practical reason? Like somebody says, like, if you know a reason why these people should be together, and somebody stands there like, he has AIDS.
Oh, maybe if it was like,
just AIDS.
Or maybe they're running and they're like, no, they are sister and brother yeah. Long lost, adopted with the papers.
And you're like holding up the parchment.
That'd be incredible. So, he rides in on
ruin
a horse.
Somebody's wedding.
I know. It's like, who would do? Like, what?
It turns out great in movies, though.
I know. There's always like, I actually love you.
But also,
I
mean, everybody's.
No, I mean,
but
I
also, everybody's
about the sister
movies.
And brother thing. If you like actually like brought in proof, like, hey, your sister and brother, it's kind of like, wait, like, really. Have to think about this, but does it really change anything?
The funny thing about that one is it's two sets of adopted parents, and they look at each across and they're just like
So Matt and Freddie, like, what are your take on the toxic relationship thing?
I agree with Bree. I think I already said it.
Here's the thing. People get their heads in a certain place, you know? And so it's like, you got to let them figure it out on their own.
You can't force people to change.
It's
you
not
do your
business.
As a friend.
Let it be.
Unless,
I agree that in general.
Unless it's your bro, and the lady's taking up all your bro's time.
No, well, look, you don't lie.
You need your bro time.
You need your bro time.
You need your bro time.
If he says, "Do you like my girlfriend?" You don't lie. You don't say like yes. You'd be like, you know.
You have to, dude.
You
got. You
have
walk.
To be tactful about it. I have had a friend who was in a weird relationship, and he knew that me and my other friend didn't really like her.
What do you mean weird? Like
we didn't think she was best.
You
for
thought
him.
She was a fucking spy, didn't you?
No, she was just not good
a
for
spy?
Him.
You thought she was a fucking Russian spy?
Yeah, she was a Russian spy. So
listen,
we
chicks named Natasha aren't spies. Some of them are totally normal chicks.
You support him. You tell him like if he's happy, that's what's important.
But you should be honest. Yes, like well,
but you gotta be honest. Like he's like,
do you like her?
No,
you think she's
like,
the one?
I think she's the one. I'm like, I would really consider. I really reconsider that like notion, you know. But if she makes you happy, that's what's important, man. You know, that's don't worry about what I think. That's almost what you say. You don't say what you think. You're almost like, you know, it's not about me. It's about
how
you
I think
feel.
That's the best one.
That's
like,
what you say. That's
no comment. Yeah. Which is a comment in and of itself.
In itself, but they can't be mad.
I plead the fifth.
Look, bros before hoes, so you don't want to get your bro mad, but you also at the same time, you got to help him out. And, you know, you try to slowly make him realize that this is bad. And you know, who knows? Maybe you're fucking wrong. Maybe it's not.
You
can
just be just sarcastic all the time. Like, oh, she made you do that.
Best girlfriend
bro. That's awesome. That's really normal and healthy.
Next question.
Arabelle, who is a girl, asks,
Oh, I know her.
Yeah. I like that you go, who is a girl?
Well, no, because
like,
this is important. This is important to the question. I tend to banter and joke fight with guys a lot, even physically, parenthetical, jokingly kick and punch. Is that annoying to guys?
Yes.
Or is it okay?
No, that's like, well, I guess it depends. If the guy's a loser, then it might like confuse him.
Actually, you need Annabelle, to are you hot?
I'll pull the picture up. Here's what it is. Girls, if you ever physically touch a guy, you are telling them, hey, I'm hitting on you. This is her picture.
I'd do that. Hey, Annabelle. Oh my God. If you're in Los Angeles, you can give me a call.
I'm not showing any more
Annabelle,
pictures.
No, but seriously. Oh, but Annabelle,
guys will read that.
Sorry, Annabelle.
Well, just
sorry.
Annabelle or Annabelle?
Well, her name's not actually Annabelle.
Or is it a rebel? Dude, because I love rebellious girls. God. Hey, J. Logan Olsen, you at me. So, anyway.
It's not a matter of being annoying. Just know that if you do that, you are 100% telling every guy you're doing that to that you like them.
No, that's totally true. It's not annoying, like, because it's like, the guy's like, oh, yeah, I'm succeeding.
Yeah, you're telling him, I want to fuck you.
That's how girls say that, but guys don't usually hear that. Like,
Frank, how old is a rebel? How old is a rebel?
I'm not going to give you more personal information.
I just want to know if we should delete what I just said.
That's not cool, man.
Is she cool?
No, you don't want to know the age because then it could be a problem. You don't know right now.
She looked old enough.
God,
I've heard that one before. I've heard that one before.
Okay, you know what?
She might have passed for 14.
She's a sweet girl.
You know,
I've tweeted back and forth with her like twice. I think I can't remember what it was.
She
about.
Gets around, huh? So, anyways,
Jesus Christ,
she's a real Twitter slut.
Yeah. Twitter slut.
No.
What a freak.
Anyways. I just imagine your angry tweets back and forth. Do you tweet anybody else? where were you 5 minutes ago?
I thought we had something special.
I tweeted you and it took you 5 minutes to tweet back.
I've been stalking your feed even with all these other guys.
You're at replying everybody. How many at replies do you even do? What about your direct message?
You get a Twitter virus.
You know what? That's it. I'm unfollowing you. It's over.
Freddy, Proximo.
Oh my gosh. Oh, man.
That means next.
Okay, next.
In Spanish.
No, we don't really answer the question. The big thing is that when girls, whether or not when a girl like gets like all like joking
around. That's not
around,
annoying. The answer is it's not annoying.
It's not turning them on.
It's
not annoying. Well, either the guy will take it as you're into them, which you are if you're doing that, or they'll take it that you're not into them. And if you're not into them, you shouldn't do that because that's what they'll think.
You mixed signals. That's what the mixed signals thing is all about. It's
always girls
like,
know they're doing it.
But the thing
girls
is,
know they're doing it. Guys don't always
receive
it.
Everybody says mixed signals. What it really is they're just broadcasting to everybody.
Mostly the person that they're actually doing it to.
All right, so this one actually is I really like this one. This is not even a question. It's Easy Recon tells us, my previous girlfriend was a complete slut.
I love this one.
Not a question, just felt like sharing.
No, that was really great. Easy Recon, I'm sorry, dude.
I'm sorry, man.
That's it.
How do you... Romansky Prod, or Productions, I guess, asks, how do you go about choosing a girl to date when you love two equally?
Date both of them.
Yeah.
Logan, let's hear your
choosing girl date. You can date two girls at the same time. That's not an issue.
Until they bring it up, and then you have to be honest.
Well, at a certain point, you have to make a choice, but you have plenty of time.
That's
for
why
that.
It's called being exclusive.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about this is I've noticed there's actually a pretty broad spectrum on this one. Like, so there are definitely friends who are like, dude, that's not cool. That's not cool to date two. And then there's people like Dez. He's like, dude, you can date as many girls as you want until they ask questions.
So that's the more adult like, thing. Like in high school, people tend to only date one person.
Well, that's because they're in high school and all the girls know each other.
The older you get, the more it's like, I mean,
it's also like, it's just like a selection process, right? You're trying to find the right one, so it's easier to find if you're multiple girls.
I think the ultimate answer is it's fine. Don't tell lies.
Yeah, don't tell
lies. Always be open and honest if it ever gets brought up. And if it's like, if it's something that bothers one of them, then you gotta make a choice.
I want to emphasize don't tell lies. That's not some like just bullshit. Like straight up, if you're a liar,
I'm gonna say tell lies if you're good at it.
Okay, no, see, total bullshit. Honestly, we're not talking about white lies.
Only get good by practicing.
Only get good by practicing.
Catch 22.
Practice makes perfect. Those first few lies you're gonna tell are gonna suck because you're gonna get caught. But by lie 100, you're gonna be pretty good at it.
Ooh.
Lie 1,000, you're a pro.
I see that shit.
10,000 hours of practice.
Talking about like white lies and things like. Obviously, lying is important, but in general, it's like important stuff. If you lie, like flat out.
Well, not
just a coward. Just
well, not important
you know
stuff. I'm not gonna lie about like
movie,
killing
right?
Man. Huh? Well,
Catch Me If You Can was a good movie, though, right?
It was a good movie. All about how lying to yourself doesn't solve.
You know
anything.
What the Tao says?
But it also leads to
got him a job with a nice job.
When he finally was honest, actually.
You know what the Tao says, right?
Huh?
Tao says if it makes your life easier, fucking lie. Tao Se Tung. No, that's Mao Se Tung.
The biggest thing I'm not going to help you.
I like how I'm looking at Freddy because he's the only Chinese guy in the room. Is the Tao even Chinese?
Girls are also better aligned than guys.
No, no. Girls are socially like, way more developed than guys are on average, and so you're going to have a very hard time.
But on the plus side, we can overpower them with our muscles.
Better at you.
Yeah, here's why. When we were going around playing kickball and beating each other up, they were sitting there talking to each other on the field. Well, no. Basically, developing
all those
skills.
So girls are very much more developed socially than
you'll probably get caught.
So you'll probably lose that game.
All right.
What is the best pickup line you can think of? Crazy Kill asks us this one.
What's your favorite, Freddy?
Well, no, I want to hear the other guys. My cousin has a killer one.
I don't know.
I don't have like a go-to for this question.
I do.
All right, let's hear it, Logan.
Well, this is leopard print has actually become really prevalent for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't even know why, but it's a blessing for me because I had a leopard print bedspread when I was a kid. So I'll always go up and be like, hey, I just noticed you're wearing some leopard print. Reminds me of my bed when I was growing up, and I'll explain how like I really wanted to look like a fucking like party.
So this is a pick-up line or a pick-up paragraph?
It's a pick-up paragraph.
Okay.
Because you always have to add qualifiers, right? So I talk about how I wanted to be like the party animal room, but my mom just tried to turn it into a giant safari. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Like, you got a whole story.
So like, ladies, what's her name? A Rebel? Crazy. A Rebel, put on some of that leopard print, girl.
God, how well does that? How well does that pick-up line work for you?
Well, actually.
Well. Well, because what's the whole point? The whole point of pickup lines is just to get conversations.
It's just to start conversations. Yeah.
So, my cousin,
commenting on their mustache is a good one.
Oh, yeah. Commenting on the mustache.
Like, I couldn't help but notice that peach fuzz on your lips sparkling.
Yeah,
I could see it from across the room.
I like shaving girls' mustaches.
I don't say that.
Really?
No,
that's just inappropriate.
That's gross.
Shit, sorry.
My cousin has a really funny one, where unfortunately the effect of this is lost on the podcast, but. Because
we're gonna do it
anyway. He goes up to a girl and he says, he's like, baby, your smile can freeze time. And such a weird thing, they'll usually laugh, and as soon as they laugh, he just like freezes in place and just doesn't move. Like,
that's pretty cute. I think that only work if you're like an adorable Asian guy who's wearing like 80s kind of like glasses.
He's kind of like an adorable.
What's that
Asian
line?
And then after, as they're talking. At any point when she laughs, he'll just freeze again to kind of call back to it. It's really good.
I feel like at time like six, I'd start getting pissed off.
You
like,
just do
okay,
a couple
I get
times.
It. Thank
just do a couple
you.
Of times.
I get it.
You don't have to do it every time after his no.
Who's your friend?
Whenever she starts losing interest,
because the smile doesn't actually freeze time. It's you. So you pretend that. It's,
yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't just smile at you and you freeze and then she's like backs away while smiling at you.
She actually uses a stun gun.
She uses a stun gun.
You're slave to the game you've created.
And then the other one, because he has a lot of swagger, and he's like, and it's like, they're like, you're so, why are you so cocky or whatever? And he'll be like, it's because I got a PhD. And like, oh, wow, PhD in what? It's like, PhD, pretty huge dick.
Which is funny.
But does he really have that?
I don't know.
No,
because that could go awry really.
Matt just wears a shirt that says cat owner.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Ask me about my cat.
I actually don't use lines. I just wear t-shirts at that point.
You just have a picture of his face and it says cat owner.
Cat owner.
That's I'd make it a polo shirt. I mean, stay classy, right?
Polo shirt with like embroidered cat face, like just on the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the back, really garish text that says cat owner.
I was thinking embroidered cat on one peck and on the other one cat owner. So it's like, you know, nipple.
I want cat owner, but it'd be written in that like graffiti, like graphic t-shirt design where you can't read it. So it just looks like slick. And when people really like constantly like, wait, does that
say cat owner?
Say cat owner.
Are you a cat owner? Frey, what's our next one?
Coco Pops 149 asks, what is the worst date you've ever been on?
I told a girl, one time it was her birthday, and I took her out, and I told her that I'd take her anywhere she wanted to go to eat, and she chose Arby's.
Wait, are you? Aren't, don't you love Arby's?
I love Arby's, but
you like
was,
go
like,
crazy for
really
Arby's,
just,
right?
I do, huge. But it just killed it. It just killed it right there because it's like, really? I was ready to take her somewhere nice or whatever, and she's like Arby's, so we ended up going to Arby's and eating, and after that, it's like,
it was like bye.
Yeah, it kind of killed it, yeah.
Logan, let's hear yours.
Come back to me. I'm trying to actually think of a date that's ever gone like truly awry. Like
truly awry.
Like holy shit. I can tell you the first date I ever went on.
I'd like to hear that. Yeah.
With the 6 year.
Okay. Yeah.
One. That one we went to Alien vs. Predator at the local ghetto theater at USC, and then we went to Denny's where the previous girl I was into called her. And cried about how lonely she was.
Oh my god!
And that's how we kicked off a beautiful 6 years.
Like everything about that just feels like it should have gone wrong. It's like the Russian space program. It's like everything should have gone wrong.
Yeah, no. Well, in between.
So you were with her all of college?
Oh, yeah.
And then 2 years after?
Yeah.
When did you break up? How long ago was this?
Like a month ago.
It was like a gradient breakup.
It was like, all the time I've known you, you're with a girl?
Yeah. Nobody didn't, actually a lot of people didn't even believe she was real. I like how this is turning into Logan's baggage hour.
I know, I like never knew.
Real quick, guys, don't talk over each other. Remember, we had a guy yell at us last week for
he typed in caps lock.
No, what? No, he's not listening anymore. Fuck you, Paolo. He said, your name's a shitty name anyway.
No, Logan had one of those kind of girls that he never brought along to like hang out with the rest of the friends. Yeah. It was only like his with girlfriend life and then the with everybody else life.
Yeah, you're like not Batman.
which is the first sign it's probably not that good of a thing.
That's amazing. Yeah. I like Brandon, you should be like a therapist.
It was like a Batman. It was like you were Batman. You were like, hey guys, I gotta go. It's like, dude, it's like the bat signals up. It's like, oh, my girlfriend's with me.
If you want to see Logan's girlfriend, go to our YouTube channel and go back to what was it called?
Depth perception. Well, you only see the back of her head.
She's the girl that blows up right in the beginning. The 5-year-old that goes like, ah, ha, 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 and then she blows up.
She's not five.
That's a girl.
She looks really young.
Like 90 pounds, so.
Man, what are you doing? You've been on your computer this whole time.
I'm checking it.
I got it handled.
I was double checking the Bible story.
I think,
I have a pretty good one. This was a couple months ago when we were doing the pickup artist thing.
You went on a date?
Yeah. No, I
you never
I got,
talk about your dates.
Well, no, this is a good one.
You never talk about your girls? Why don't you talk about your life with us, Freddie? Afterwards, we're going to talk about your life.
Okay. You'll know why when you hear the story.
Oh, this is an incredible story. Well, it's not incredible. It's just hilarious.
What chick was this?
This was this Russian girl. Literally, we were walking back from messing around on Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And Adam was like, okay, she gave us a look. Go open and, get her number.
She gave us a look.
Well, just looked. And he's like, if anyone ever looks at you, just attempt to open and just see if you can do it.
She was with another guy.
She's with another guy, too.
Oh, Freddie, you player.
So we went and, Adam's, course or whatever that works. And so I got her number. And I was like, all right, let's go.
No, this is better. Freddie went in and they were stopped waiting for a crosswalk. And Freddie goes up and starts talking to her and the guy. And then Adam and I go up and start talking to the guy and just slowly direct him away.
Yeah.
And then Freddie just talks to this girl for like 10 minutes and ends up getting her number. And she's clearly like, this guy's like trying to be with her, but she clearly wasn't into it at all. And so she was like just looking for any
Brandon,
sort of escape.
You're the best wingman.
And so
Brandon was good. Brandon knows.
With Adam, I'm the best wingman. that's the Trump. Is what.
Yeah. So... So one of the biggest problems with this to begin with was... She's Russian. Her English is like almost.
I was about to say, why is that a problem?
Was she smoking or was she kind of one of those busted Russians? She's like 300 pounds. She was really stout.
I could
very
not.
Stout.
It was like literally like neck like conversation. Right. I got the gift of gab. Right. It was like couldn't talk about any. At a certain point, it's just like I can't. Just the vocabulary.
What did you go to? What was the
there.
Pictionary? That's why you practice Pictionary all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like this.
You pull out a notepad and just start drawing pictures to a chick if she doesn't.
That's what
know
I
English.
Do with my grandpa, who speaks perfect English.
You need to stop trying at that point to like actually communicate and just start like just kind of like make it part of it. And just embrace it.
Speak the language of love.
Yeah, whatever. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Freddie didn't speak that language.
Did I not speak that language at all?
You try to
now.
Keep speaking the language of English.
It's actually.
So we went to this vegan joint on she's vegetarian. Went to a vegan joint on La Brea. First of all, I fucking hate vegan food because it's all bullshit and it's all like all the meat. It's like, dude, I would rather just have a salad. Like instead of doing all this meat substitute bullshit.
Samosa House, dude. Like they got all of your vegan shit.
No, I know,
ready.
I know.
All the vegan places I've been to actually don't have like any fake meat stuff.
Well, then the seitan
and
stuff, seitan or whatever.
Meat, yeah. It's like, dude,
it's
eat
so
meat.
Bad.
Yeah.
So like I doing hate a vegan girl with food. A dick. So. Right. So, and also, so funny story. While we're at this place, we're sitting there, and Ellen Page is going out with some dude like two tables down, and it's like, oh, it's like this is kind of
who was she going out with?
Some
was he famous? Did
no,
you get a picture?
It looked like some writerly looking dude. Okay. And the best part about it was like, so they're finished up the meal, and they go out, and he's like, hey, where do you park? And he's like, oh, that's because we're sitting outside in the patio, we're by the street. And he's like, just hop on my bike. It's like, oh, he's got a motorcycle. All right, this is points. Except this little like fucking hipster rider dude is like on this motorcycle and he keeps trying to pull out into traffic, but he like he keeps getting like cut off. So he's like, and he's like, oh, can't go. Literally for like 5 minutes is just sitting there waiting for traffic, just like revving his engine. And she's hanging on to the back with the helmet the whole time.
Wait, so how is this the worst date so far?
I just thought it was funny.
Because you couldn't communicate. So writer really looking
the fun part of this has
does he have what did just like, about 4-inch long scruffy brown hair?
I don't why?
No, you said writerly looking dude.
Yeah, writerly looking dude. Yeah.
So this 4-inch long scruffy brown hair.
Glasses.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say glasses.
Yeah.
He has like kind of unshaven, kind of
a little bit unshaven, a little unkempt. Yeah.
Were you just upset that you weren't with Ellen Page? You should have tried to swap with Ellen Page.
Hey, I don't understand. You speak Russian, Ellen? You speak Russian? No, shit.
No, you don't want to put Ellen with a girl. You want to put Ellen with
a writer. Oh, you look like you know what you're talking about.
Fuck, I got the wrong one.
Oh, damn, I speak Russian. Like, okay, let's try it. You just sit in the table. Let's try it. You're like,
damn it. Hey, I heard you got a motorcycle.
Wait, so Matt,
you went for a motorcycle ride. It was great.
I can't. Yeah, I was trying to think of one. I don't. Okay, so the story is I've only had one girlfriend as the girlfriend I'm with now, and before then I didn't go really. I guess the closest thing would be one time I went on what I thought was a date. I was like with this girl.
I got one of those.
Yeah, and I like this girl from like third grade to like eighth grade, and it just never happened. And one time, I mean, we got kind of close, and some people assumed we were together, but I just never sealed the deal. And
execute. There's some friend zone questions on there. We should.
And I mean, it's the same thing. It's just I Let's thought we were on date, and
we should do a lightning round.
All right.
Lightning round.
This is a good one.
Do you guys know what a lightning round? Lightning round is basically, you know what a lightning round is.
You just go really fast.
We're answering the questions as fast as we can.
Yeah.
Well, no, this one needs to be a long one. This one needs to be a long one. Matub SDMF asks, I'm 21, but look like I'm 16 or 17. How do I track girls my own age instead of getting hit on by high schoolers? Depending on the state you're in, might not be a problem.
I would say go with what you get, you know?
Yeah, you get some glue on the face and you put some like dog fur. Get a little beard.
That's terrible.
Leather jacket, motorcycle, punk rock band.
I got two answers. A, just go for the high schoolers. It's fine. Nobody's going to arrest you. Or B.
Well, check your state laws.
Come on. Or B, if you're cute, you can be a boy toy. Like even older girls, like if, once they hit like I'd say before 23, it's an issue.
This is weird.
I mean, both these A and B are both wrong.
Okay,
it'll be a good thing in 3 years.
But I'm saying before 23, girls actually care about your age. But after that, like 24 on, like you totally can like depict yourself as like the innocent young 16-year-old boy. Oh my gosh,
I don't know about that.
How old is he?
I don't know. What Tubby Bull?
How old is he? 24?
No, I don't know.
So he looks 16, but he's probably got a 24-year-old giant D. So like he can surprise him.
Okay, Tubby Bolin asks, how do I go after
the girls
a girl?
Every year, right?
How do I go after
it's
a girl?
Like a tree.
Shut up, Logan. Like a tree. Jesus Christ.
How many rings you got?
How do I go after a girl who all my friends say is way out of my league? I think the notion of leagues is silly.
Yeah, fuck
I agree.
Just do it.
Fuck your leagues.
Just do it.
Clearly,
just
you got
rock
the confidence,
your girlfriend's face. So
pull the trigger.
It's just a matter of confidence. So just go for it.
Yeah. And then all your boys. You know what they're saying? Actually, all those guys are insecure, and what they're
jealous
saying is
they're worried you might actually succeed.
Well, and they know that she's out of their league. They don't want you to get out of their league.
The only way it won't work is if you think she's out of your league. Yeah. If you're
dating a girl that looks younger or older than you, how do you ask her age without her getting angry?
Don't worry about it.
I have a good way of doing
that. Ask what year she went to high school. Ask what year she went to high school or college. Ask like, where'd you go to school? Oh, what year did you graduate?
Wait till she goes to the bathroom and steal her wallet and look at her driver's
license.
Well, no, you do
her wallet and get out.
Driver's license is good. You go like, oh.
That way you know her age and you got money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Win-win money.
Pull out your driver's license and say, man, my picture's so bad. Have you seen this? And you show your picture back. That's crazy. Let me see yours. And then you take her driver's license.
Why do you even care about their age?
It.
Why don't you just move on? Like, it's fine. Just fuck
She's
it.
Probably pretty close to what you think she is.
Tacos for Everyone asks, I like pie, but my girlfriend likes cake. What should we
Dump
do?
That
Dumper.
Bitch.
Dump it.
Dumper. Pie Wait. Is way better than cake.
Well, okay, well, what better. Sort of pie and what sort of cake? Come on,
all,
you can't,
all
you
pie
can't just
is better than all
to
cake.
To be fair, actually, I like cake more than pie.
I like a Unless chocolate cake. Cake. I like a chocolate cake better than I like a fruit pie.
Yeah.
Unless it's apple.
We got a really good tweet.
No, just make a cheesecake. Make a cheesecake. It's both cake and
we
pie.
We got a tweet from LilyTail3 who clearly just did not understand the point of this because I think she thinks I'm coming on to her because she goes, currently taken, I guess, but it's complicated and weird, so I sort of consider myself single. All right, that's not.
I think you know what. That actually sounds like a robot who is going off of keywords.
What was her name?
Yeah,
LilyTail3.
I think it's LilyTai. Like, isn't that a porn star?
Yeah, LilyTai.
Anyways, go ahead. Next one.
Next.
Where should I take her?
Who?
I assume that means
not Arby's.
Girl.
Not Arby's. The girl. Like, if you're going out with a girl,
someplace fun where you can continue to talk. So
yes.
Not a movie.
Movie's actually not so good because you got to shut up, and then eating, you got food in your mouth. So I don't know. Well, like, the laser tag.
Well, the problem is if you eat like a slob like me, then it's a problem.
Yeah. Bowling.
Unless you can be like an bowling. Adorable
bowling. Slob. Also, you should bowling? Take her someplace that you like to. That's something Sunday. You enjoy doing, because ultimately, if she doesn't like doing what the kind of things you like doing, you probably don't want to.
You guys haven't done a bowling.
Get involved, anyways.
What you do. You
bowling's go to, good. If you,
so bowling's good.
There's 18 holes good, of thank golf. Thank you. If Brandon, you have to
good.
Be there.
It's good. And, no, 18 holes of golf is way too fucking long. Have you ever done 18 holes of golf? It's like 7 hours.
Also, I'm really shitty at golf.
Bowling's really good.
I'd say do this.
It should be something that you like doing, because you want to start sorting out as quickly as possible.
Fuck that. Do something interesting. If you live in LA, there's LA. There's usually a website associated with your city, unless you live in the sticks, in which case, you know, go to a barn hoedown or whatever the fuck you guys do out there. But if you're in Los Angeles, go to like LAS.com, or New York has Gothamist, and just look at what cool is happening that week, and then offer them like 3 totally awesome things to do.
Yeah.
Bam.
How do you get an ex, Love Assassin 13, how do you get an ex to shut up, stop talking to you, and move on?
You
stop,
hire
put a dick
you
in that
stop
mouth.
Talking to them. Stop responding.
You hire somebody to take care of it.
Ooh. I like my answer the best.
Yours was really was sexist answer? And awful.
I know.
No, don't even repeat
it. I feel
it.
Bad.
Don't
I feel dirty
it. Yeah,
about
don't
it.
Repeat that.
I feel
one.
Gross.
That's awful.
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, just stop responding.
That's awful.
Bratwursty. Logan, this is yours. What non...
Wait. What's his name?
Bratwursty.
That awesome. Definitely is mine. Here we go. Logan, send Bratwurst my way.
What non-visual features can you reject a girl for having? For example, annoying voice, bad breath, etc. So non-visual...
You mean if you don't like her, you don't like her?
Dude, every flower is beautiful. You know?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
I love, you know.
What things can you? I mean, like anything. If it bothers you enough, anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
if it bothers you, then you're not looking at it right, you know?
What are you saying, Logan? Are you literally saying you can go with any, so you just be able to pick any girl you see and just, you have to.
I take that, you know, okay, you're right.
What are you saying? Right. You're like, everything about every person is beautiful, and you should just
I take that back.
It.
The one non-visual thing that I can't stand is a shitty personality.
Oh, funny. Me too. I really don't like that.
I don't like shitty personalities either.
Yeah, you can all agree on that one.
I guess the other senses, though, like bad breath and stuff, like...
That's all fixable.
But like, yeah.
What about lazy? Oh, no, this is visual, though. It's more interesting. It's more interesting if it's a visual thing. For example, Logan, lazy eye. What's the lazy eye threshold?
I'm down with it.
Huh?
I'm cool for any... Like, I'm really...
That's visual. That's all visual.
But like, bad breath and all that stuff, it's that is not nearly as much as an issue. Like, I'm totally down for anything if they are not a bad personality. That's actually the deal.
Anything.
Really not ambitious.
Okay,
no matter how they look.
You bring it my way.
Oh, that's the best one. That's the best one. Practicing, doing the pickup artist thing with Adam. It's really funny because it's like you get a conversation with someone, and it's just like there's no faster way to kill a conversation. Like, so it's like, oh, what do you do? It's like, oh, yeah, I've been working here for like 8 years. I moved out like 8 years ago. It's like, okay, all right, okay. What do you do for fun? It's like, I'm so tired from work. I just go home and I just sleep.
I told you that happened to me, and I was like, fuck. I was just like, I'm done. Like, I can't.
It's like, you're the most boring person I think I've ever met.
The worst thing you can be. Worse than that, you can be giant with like terrible scarring and like missing an eye and bald.
If you're interesting, that's awesome.
If you're that interesting is what you need. Like, if you're boring, it's just like, I don't care how hot you
are.
It
doesn't matter what they are, but if their drug consumption habits don't match your own, it's going to become a major problem.
If you're what?
if their drug consumption habits don't match their own, and
you speak from experience. Did you date some sort of acid dropping?
No,
like,
it's traditionally like this. It just won't work.
Did you date a heroin addict or something?
No. Or meth.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Rock.
Do you want to talk about this or not?
Rock.
No. I don't really want to talk about it. But it will ultimately become a problem really soon.
Wait, really?
Especially with meth, because their sleeping habits are completely...
Wait, you're saying you're dating right now?
No, not right now. Oh, no.
Okay, fuck.
You're on meth? Am I missing this whole conversation?
Yeah, you've been doing your 5-hour energy, man. Yeah. I'm way ahead of you.
I know.
I'm way ahead of you. I'm a superman.
What's your advice on dating? Polly Gras asks, what's your advice on dating or making out with your RA as a freshman?
Do it.
For the
as much as possible.
Do it, because you know
Max
what?
Geiger.
That says it. Ask the co-host from Deadliest Warrior. Yeah, our friend who used to be on Deadliest Warrior, now a game producer, dated his RA.
Sure, why not? Same.
Is, if you're the RA, don't date your don't date your floor mates. But if you're one of the floor people, date your RA.
I wouldn't make it a long term thing with your RA, because there's a reason why they're fishing
definitely.
In that those waters. You know,
it's not gonna be long term. It just won't happen.
But it's sure, they're fine for a short term thing. Sure, it's fine.
Saul asks. I was on a date and we started kissing and I sneezed in her mouth. How much do I have to wait to call her again?
No, don't. Okay, don't wait.
Don't make it awkward.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, don't wait. Start, like, the beauty of texting is you can do it immediately. Like, you can walk out the door and just start texting.
I'm actually curious. Did he just let her leave? Did she just, like, leave instantly?
She's just like, I have to go
wash. The story's not complete.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, this is true.
How do you sneeze in someone's mouth? Like, you're, like...
I don't know, but I definitely... I could see myself doing it. But here's the big... Here's the big thing. Like, it doesn't matter what... Like, if you can get away with so much if somebody, is like, likes you...
If you're
and
cool,
that can mean yeah. That goes for girls, and that also goes just for people in general. Like, you can really fuck up hard, and if somebody's like likes you and thinks you're cool, like, you can get away with.
And to be honest, your sneeze is no different than what the other things you're sticking in your mouth. All right, you know, like, you're
it's a lot more violent though.
Oh, it's violent. It's probably
getting a hit from the world's largest banaka.
It's violent and it's gross. Deep down, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you just play cool instantly.
Lopsided asks, what happens when you're friends with all your potential dates? Find more people, one. And two, a friend zone question, I guess, is really what that is.
Yeah.
Wait, you're friends with all your potential dates? This dude's just that's
an issue, like, if you're in high school.
Adam has a really good video about
he
has a trick where it's a Facebook trick. I'll outline it, but what you do is you basically just find every single person who you're, like, mildly interested in. And you just message them as direct as you can. It's like, hey, I think you're cute. I think we should, like, take this to the next level. And then wait. And then as soon as obviously people will either be like, oh yeah, let's do it. Like, or it's like, what the hell? Like, get out of here. Every single person is like, what the hell? You wait like another 2 days and we'll be like, oh my gosh, sorry. I left my computer open at a coffee shop and my friend or someone, it's like someone hacked it or something. And like, I'll never do that again. Sorry. So you've been getting a lot of messages.
But they never fall for that. Because that actually did happen. That actually did happen to me with Blade. Blade actually went on, not to my Facebook, but instant message and started doing that to all the girls or the ones that had screen names that sounded like they were girls.
I was like,
dude, that's my brother. And like, yeah, right.
Well, that's because they know you have an alcohol problem. So.
The problem is, Logan, that's like within the realm of your character of being like, I'm just gonna message all these chicks and be like, hey,
what? The thing is, get real.
Look at you.
The thing is, I don't think
you're sitting here in jean cutoff shorts with Vibram five finger shoes on, and you have a modified t-shirt with Elvis Presley's logo, TCB in a flash, take care of
sleeves
in a flash,
cut off.
Sleeves cut off with a beer in your hand, and that's not in your character. Come on.
It's whatever.
Whatever.
Because
I actually don't believe that, but I kind of agree with Logan here. I feel like that's something that, like, 5 years ago, but I just don't think anybody hacks in. Like, I just don't. I feel like.
Or no, it's your friend. It's your friend. You say your friend, like,
here's the take. Don't go after your friends. Like, you screwed up. Time to move on and go find some new girls. If you're obsessed with one of your friends, if it's just that bad, go for it. But as far as casual dating, it's like, well, I need to date a girl. Maybe I'll grab one out of my friend's pile. Fuck that. No. Go buy a new deck, dude.
I almost turned in an essay that my roommate, we used to, like, joke, and, like, as people were working on their essays, they went to the bathroom, you, like, go add in, like, you know, George Washington.
There's a picture of that.
George Washington, like, came on Thomas Jefferson's face, and you add that in, and then when your friend's proofreading, like, you laugh. But I fucking never proofread my essays before I turn them in, usually. And one time, I was literally walking out the door with my essay, and I just stopped, just like, wait, let me go, oh, shit, I forgot, like, my name. So I went back, and, like, just somehow I glanced the word, like, jizz. And I looked out and I was like, oh my God. And I changed it. And then I had to, like, quickly read through the whole essay, make sure there's nothing else. I was 2 minutes. And I don't buy that the teacher would buy that. If I turn that in, me saying, like, oh.
And then Thomas Jefferson. Oh,
that shows that, one, I don't proofread. Or two, it's like, I was turning this in and my roommate, he added that Thomas Jefferson
jizzed all over Franklin's face.
How do you even deal with a teacher after that? Like, you can't do it. Like, she would never believe it.
That'd be so incredible.
You just got to smile.
I was so lucky.
You just got
to
smile.
I would never be able to pull it off. Like, if she, because here's the thing. If I noticed it before and I warned her, but, like, if she showed up, she's like, Matt, we need to talk. I'm like, okay. And then she brought me in, just surprised me. It's like, yeah. Can you read the sentence? I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Response, loud, please.
She's like, She's like, get out. Anyways.
WASD231. I liked this girl for a while, and we were friends. But she liked someone else recently. She started dating a different guy. Man, that's tough. Just move on, bro.
Find another one. Tons of girls. Tons of people.
Though, I mean, part of it, I gotta say, I kind of agree with this general friend zone, but I'm romantic enough that I gotta just add in. If you really love her, man. You just got to make the decision.
You
got
to get yourself a
boombox. You
just got
to risk that friendship. You can't have it both ways. You just got
to
fucking
lay
it down
the
law.
You have to ask yourself this. Are you happy being with it as a friendship?
Yeah.
If not, then all right.
No, I'll say this, Jeff, because I feel like the friend zone thing I agree with, but so me and my long-term girlfriend, we were definitely friends for quite a while.
Who you met in anime club.
Yeah. We were friends for quite a while, and at some point, I finally like grew balls that I never had in high school or elementary school, and I told her
how
I felt.
Oh, they descended finally.
Yeah, they descended finally, and I just told her how I felt. And she was very cool about it, and we remained friends for a while. And I just, slowly over time, I just kept saying.
Because
I got
she
to the point where
knew.
I made.
She already knew that you were.
She probably, I'm sure she already knew. Actually, she claimed she was surprised, but she's kind of, it's possible.
She's
but,
smarter.
Yeah,
she's smarter.
At some point,
that.
I just had to say, like, okay, either we have to go out or not, and it happened naturally. So you can get out of the friend zone, but you can't. You know what it is? It's not going to happen. She's one day not going to come up to you and be like,
it's on
I
you.
Actually like you. Like you
no,
just
it's
have to
on you
it.
Because
it's
for
you.
Girls, because girls is okay for it's like oh, if I have guys who are friends,
yeah,
you know, whatever. It's like it's on you to be like, all right, push it.
Yep, you push it and you just accept that you might lose her as a friend. And
you have to. You have to be like,
if
all right.
If you really love her, man, you'll take that risk.
You'll take that risk.
It's on the counter, probably warm now. Can you open one up for me too?
Yeah. Woody Davis asks, how do you fix friendships that you messed up with a crush?
Time. Just
time.
sit there and just let it simmer for 6 months and then go back. Yeah,
I don't know.
Pretty much.
And also,
if that's the case, then
try
time's
your
the
best.
Way.
Try your best not to be awkward.
Time does heal everything, guys. By the way,
you need a break.
Yeah,
just keep going.
Just keep going. The Logan Olsen advice: keep on rocking.
If she says she never wants to fucking see you again, you just keep going, man. You just keep talking. You just keep talking to her.
You climb up her window. You
do whatever you need to do.
There's nothing more powerful. Nothing more powerful than persistence.
I gotta agree. I got
how a restraining order is actually more powerful.
No, legally, it is.
I think that's almost what it was.
Wait, Matt. So, what? Tell us the beginnings of your relationship with your current lover.
I met her at Anime Club. Actually, I saw her. I saw her at Anime Club.
What was the first?
But you just
anime.
Said persistence is key. So, did you go up and you're like, "Hey, man, let's"?
We'll get to that. What was the first anime that you saw, like together with her?
They were setting up the projector.
Oh my
and
god!
And this girl walked in,
and
I only saw
dude.
Her silhouette. I was just like, I need to talk to this girl.
You just saw her silhouette.
Yeah, I was like, I got to talk to this girl.
Did you get one of those mini bees? Because that's when I know it's working.
It
was like, you feel like the flushing.
By the way, when you say silhouette, it's like what? By the way, Logan, did you get what that story was? You got that story. Matt's like, I saw the silhouette. AKA she walked in and wasn't fat.
Yeah, because I assume anime club is most
she wasn't fat, and I was just like, I need to talk to this girl.
I assume most of the anime club people look like those two characters from
most
Alice
of them,
Wonderland.
Surprisingly enough, actually most of them looked like dudes. That's what they mostly look like. They
girls and
dudes
all looked like dudes.
They were all dudes. Yes. And I don't know.
So this voluptuous figure walks.
But
in.
She left. She left on a phone
she
call.
She took one look at all of us.
Yeah. No, she got phone call and she left, and I was like, shit, well there's my chances over. But I saw her at the cafeteria at some point, and I awkwardly introduced myself. And she didn't remember me the next time I met her.
Wait, keep going.
So
I want to hear this whole story. Because this is a good one. I like this. This is cute. No, this is cute. I'm not going to make fun of you. It's cute.
I don't know anymore. You give me that weird look.
No. Hold on. Matt. I know Logan better than anyone else. Uh-huh. If he does say this, and he's like actually interested in this way, which I think he is from what I can tell.
I'm not going to tell the whole story. But
no.
He wants to hear it.
I want
to
hear the whole story.
But no, then I finally introduced myself. And then next time at Anime Club, I sat down next to her and I tried striking up a conversation.
And how'd that go?
She didn't remember you. And I went to Anime Club every single night. There was Anime Club. At some point, I just didn't care anymore. And she was there like every third night. She actually had a life, so she did other stuff. But like, yeah. I just went there hoping that
would
she'd
you,
be
would
there.
You?
And then I found out that she was on the floor below me. And I just casually kept like asking her to lunch and things like this. And we knew each other better and better. And that happened up until like Christmas break. And it was right before Christmas break I told her I felt. And which is actually a good call because, I mean, she told me like straight up like I'm not ready for anything. And
was
I'm
that
like,
the Christmas
okay.
break? Was this the time when you lost like 60 pounds too?
I lost 60 pounds.
So you're
svelte.
You're
like,
I was
left so the I've Christmas
gained,
break
oh, wait,
and came back 60 pounds
lighter. I've gained quite a bit. I've gained quite a bit of weight back. But I was about 30 pounds bigger than I was now, than
okay.
I am right now.
All
right. And but the way she told me was very like, she didn't like say like, get the fuck out of here. Like she was just like, you know, I'm sorry.
How did you like sit her down and be like, listen?
No, I went to tell her and then I couldn't do it and I walked out and I sat outside for like a good hour.
Oh, wow.
And then I came back and I was just like, fuck it.
And this is why people take Adam's course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I think I did okay. And then I told her and then during Christmas break, we kept talking to each other And the fact that she was still talking to me, I was like, okay, there's a chance.
Okay.
And this then, is when Matt lost 60 pounds.
Yeah, in I lost like 60 pounds.
4 weeks? Like a month.
It was a lot.
This
it,
all
was
for ins- her?
It was insane.
You know what? I gotta be honest.
It wasn't borderline so much, unhealthy.
It wasn't so much like, no, I just ran and I drank water all day. And I just ran every single day.
Which is amazing for Christmas break
because Christmas break is usually when people gain weight.
Yeah, I know.
I was working with Matt at the time and actually like,
people didn't recognize people, they people ever in
the
new,
they would reintroduce themselves after like, oh, you're one of the new hires? It's like, no, I'm Matt. It's like, he looks so much
Matt, that's
like,
that fat absurd. Dork.
That's that fat dork that I hate.
That I hate. So I thought he was fired.
So after 60 pounds, did you have like abs and shit?
No. I was just normal, kind of. I was still a little chubby. And then, yeah, I don't know. We just stayed friends and we kept talking. And over time, she knew how I felt. And so she kept hanging out with me and that was cool. And at some point, we became girlfriend boyfriend.
What do you mean some point? It wasn't like one day you like slipped into her and like, whoops, I guess we're down.
I asked if she wanted to go on a date and I took her on a big date.
On a proper date.
On a proper date.
Proper date. Where was that?
Huntington Library. We went to
the library?
No, what are you, Lamar Burke? Huntington Library. Dude.
Huntington Library.
It's like a giant destination.
It's a big garden and museum. I don't know what that is.
It's got peacocks and fuck, right?
Yeah, it's like a huge, they have multiple, like, I don't know what that is. The Japanese gardens, the Chinese gardens.
Oh, okay.
It's
a big, a library!
you walk around and talk.
It's like, yeah, I went and saw Grand Funk Railroad. It's like, you just looked at train tracks?
You know what it is? It's a freaking museum. It's a freaking museum and garden. Anyways, so then we did dinner.
Grand Funk Railroad's a band.
Yeah, you know.
They're not train tracks. I was making fun of Freddie for him.
I'm sorry,
for him,
no,
like,
really
misreading
really
Huntington Library.
Right, anyways,
that's
so, yeah.
Beautiful, dude.
See, yeah, and then it was on the, and then we went, I mean, we went hiking, and then we had dinner, and, yeah.
What did you have for dinner? Actually, I'm curious now. What did you have for dinner?
I actually don't remember what. Oh, no, we went
a
to.
A fleshy,
we went to a place
feast.
In South Pass. It was, like, a good, like, French place.
Oh, nice.
And then, yeah, we went to the beach.
So how much longer do you give it? How much longer do you give this?
Well, it's been like 6 years now. I don't know.
3 months?
I gotta say another month.
6 months?
Year?
Yeah. You got the ring.
You can't see it right now because you're listening, but Matt's like holding up the ring to us.
And he's opening the box and showing it around.
Yeah. It's a really... I thought it was going to be anime club related, but like it still surprises me when I see it. Like the jewel inside the anime eye.
It is a nice ring, Matt. Like really spent a lot on.
Is that from? Is really that from expensive. Love Hina?
I think it might be a Full Metal Alchemist arm wrapped around the finger.
I'm surprised I did that. Yeah, it's like it's got all the armatures and stuff. Yeah, it's incredible.
Only a professional.
I'm holding a beer, everybody.
Did you get that from Japan?
Did you get that from Japan? So,
anyways,
we got more questions. Thank you. That's basically it.
Yeah,
thank you. Fantastic.
I think we covered it. Neil the cellist. When women love something, they roll their eyes to the back of their head. I love ponies. Why not when they say I love you? Because you're not a pony.
Wait, what? That was the question?
Well, here's the difference. When you want to think about something that's not there, you roll your eyes back so you can like visualize it in your head. But if it's in front of you,
wait,
you would just look at it.
That's why you roll your eyes back?
Well, that's like when girls are imagining doing things like, ugh, and they roll their eyes back. But like, here's the thing. If I was like, if I really love trains right now, I'd be like, I love trains. I'd roll my head back, my eyes back, so I could visualize the train.
I've actually,
if I was in front of a train, I'd be like, I love trains. I'd look right at that train.
I've actually seen you do that where he's like, I love something. Yeah.
Then I roll my eyes.
You roll
back.
Your eye back, you tilt, and you shake your head a little bit.
Like fucking black faced minstrel. Like, look, come on. All right, you look like you want to wrap up.
I think we're reaching.
How long
the end
have
of
we hit?
We're at 67.
Oh shit! All right.
Did you want to do Bible story? Or?
No, it's too good of one to.
Next time.
Yeah, okay. Next time.
Next time. Right. Oh, real quick, actually, I just wanted to mention people. Some people actually sent in some drawings of what they think our setup.
Wait, multiple
like.
People? I saw one on Twitter.
Some drawings. Yeah. So unfortunately, I can't pull them up on these laptop, but they're really good. We'll post them up
with this.
We'll post them up with this.
And eventually, we're gonna put a picture out so people can see the
you
setup.
Know, let's, in fact, you're gonna hear it right now. I'm gonna take my phone out. We're gonna take a picture of ourselves right now so that we can put it up.
You want Des to take the picture?
We're gonna give it away. We don't want more drawings. We just want to let people know.
Oh yeah.
No, we're not
or
gonna no.
Be like, everybody submit your drawings.
Oh yeah, everybody
we'll
keep submitting.
Week.
Well, yeah,
we'll do one more week.
No, we'll post it. Take the picture now.
Wait, one more week of drawings. We'll reveal what this actually looks like next week.
Is there a reward or something?
I don't know.
Is there a reward?
Yeah.
We'll send them all the empty beer balls that we have now.
It's worth 30 cents. All right. So. On that hilarious note. Yeah, submit your drawings, podcast at face.
We get a postcard kissed by all of us.
And what was the homework? Watch Collateral.
Watch Collateral.
Collateral.
Watch Collateral.
And good luck with the friend zone, guys.
Get out of that friend zone. Go find some new girls.
See you guys later.
Or boys, if you're a girl.
Boys, yeah. That's fine.
However unlikely that is.
Yeah, no.
Or if you're a boy.
Signing off.
And a rebel, you got my name. You got my Twitter name, dear girl.
Building our computer.
Twitter name, girl.
Not a place to find girls.
All right, see you guys later.